My associates are me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. My associates are me. Yes. Everybody I associate with is me. Every associate that I have is an exact replica of who and what I am. You say, my goodness, that would be a very boring world. Well, no, it wouldn't. It's a very wonderful world. My associates are me. Every thought that I think, my associates think. Every dream that I have, my associates have. Every desire that I have, my associates have. Every attitude of mind I have, my associates have. And my associates are the most fabulous, fabulous, fabulous beings on the face of the earth. You know? It's true. Whenever I look at my associates and I see something that needs improvement, I don't look at them and say, hey, you got to change. I look at me and I say, why do I feel that that is not good or that is not something that I want to have in my world? And when I do that, then to me comes the concept that, hey, it is my thought that has brought that about. So it's my thought that brings about the new attitude. Now, the new attitude is that I'm wonderful, dynamic, fantastic, glorious, perfect, wonderful, 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 wonderful in every way. So, should any thought come into my mind that anybody in my world, my mother, my father, my sister, my brothers, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my sister, my wife, my husband, my children, whoever it may be, my associates, hey, my associates, that's what we're talking about. My associates are me. No matter who the person may be, they are me. They are what my attitude is about myself at this moment. Now, is that the attitude I want to have about myself at this moment? Or is that the attitude that is thrust upon me by the unhappy world around me? Well, the unhappy world around me is me. And what's thrust upon me is my own thought, my own way of doing things. And so my associates are me. So, wowee, you know, I create the best associates in the world. I create the most happy people around me in the world. I create the most talented people in the world around me. I create a world filled with beings who are just, oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. There is no other word that can describe them because they are so wonderful. And my family, wow. My family is the greatest family in the world. My son is the greatest son in the world. He is the most magnificent boy that was ever put upon the earth. And I helped to put him on the earth, yes. And my wife, super, super lady. Wonderful, wonderful lady. She's doing her thing and I'm doing my thing and we're both having a good time because we both grew together and then we separated. But that's okay. There's no saying that we are possessed or owned by one another, that we must stay together for life. That's just a term that we sort of put together so that we could have somebody raising our children. Well, that day and age is long over now. People are together because they want to be together and they're happy together, not because they must be together by law or by principle or by God's law and all these things, but they're together because they love each other. And what a wonderful reason to be together. Wow. You know? Think about it. Think about it. My associates are me. I call my wife every once in a while and I say, hi, sweetheart, I love you. And she says, I love you too. And we both go about our own life in our own way. I call my son and I say, hi, Mark, how you doing? He says, fine, Dad. He says, it's always so nice to talk to you. And we don't talk a lot. We just talk a little, and we say what we want to say. Sometimes we talk a lot. It just depends on the topic that we're talking about. If I'm knowledgeable about a topic, then we talk a lot. If I'm not knowledgeable about a topic, then we talk a little. But that's okay, too. I'm not possessed by my son or my wife or my family or my friends or my associates, the people in my world. I just delight in them. I just enjoy every moment I spend with them. I enjoy every the topic of conversation that comes up in our sharing together. And it's wonderful. My associates are me. And so it is when I come to the end of a conversation with my friends, I say, thank you, see you later, bye, and I'm off. No excuse. Hey, I'm getting tired of talking to you about this, and I really would, you bore me. And I say, no, I don't ever allow anything to get to that state. I just say, hey, thanks a lot. Had a great talk. See you. You know, I didn't even say that. I say, hey, see you. Bye. And sometimes I don't even say see and bye. They're in the middle of a conversation, and other people are involved, and I just turn around, walk away, do my thing. They're not owned by me. I'm not owned by them. And they don't think that I have been unkind to them by walking out on them while they're talking. No. They know that they're talking for themselves, and I know I'm talking for myself. And I live my world, my life, by myself. And if anyone in my world wants to stop a conversation or go off and do something different, go. Go. That's your privilege. Some people think, well, Herb, you're the teacher, so therefore I cannot quit you right in the middle of your conversation or right in the middle. Hey, if you have to go potty, you go. You know, if you have finished your saturation of what we're talking about, go. And you don't have to say, hey, I've finished my saturation. You just go. Go and do your thing and be yourself and have fun. And don't ever let anyone say that they're the master of your life and your world. You are the master of your life and your world. I am the master of my life and my world. And my associates are a reflection of me. And when my associates no longer are interested in what I'm talking about, you can be sure of one thing. Oh, my goodness, you can be sure of one thing. I am not interested in what I'm talking about. Because if what I'm talking about is so fantastic, so joyous, so fulfilling, so rewarding, no one in my world that I create in my world could possibly not enjoy it as much as me. Because they are all eagerly interested, eagerly listening, eagerly waiting for every single word that I speak, because I create my associates. My associates are me, and therefore they stay. But the moment I get bored with myself, my associates drift away too. Be sure of that. That's just the way it works. My associates are me, and I create about me the fabulous associates, just like me. I create intelligence associates, just like me. I create an intelligent world around me of delightful, charming, happy, smiling, healthy, wealthy, happy, harmonious people. And I say happy a lot, because that's a big, wonderful word for me. How about you? Are your associates you? Have you taken responsibility for every person who comes into your life and say, hey, that's me? If you have, then you're doing the right thing in the right way for the right purpose, and you're having a ball. Have a great day, and know that my associates are me, and yours are you. I love 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 you.